Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Thursday, October 23rd, 2014.
Rhetoric is fine. Facts are better.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo defended his handling of the economy and government corruption under sharp criticism from Republican Rob Astorino. This was during the only scheduled debate of the governor's race last night in Buffalo. During the debate, Astorino said Cuomo failed to energize the economy.
We know what the problems are. The problems are in Albany right now. We've got overregulation, massive taxes, driving our middle class, our small businesses, and our big corporations out of this state.
Then Cuomo criticized Astorino.
My friend, Mr. Astorino, when it comes to taxes, when he ran for Westchester County Executive, he promised a 20% tax cut. He guaranteed there would never be a downgrade, and he promised they would not be the highest in taxes. You know what you got after 5 years? They are the number one tax county in the United States of America.
And the Green candidate, Howie Hawkins, said trickle-down corporate welfare doesn't trickle down to working people and small businesses.
What we need is a bottom-up, full employment, wage-led economic development policy that raises demand, and that gives real incentive to business to invest and hire. And I think the best way we can do that is to commit to 100% clean energy over the next 15 years. We have a peer-reviewed study from researchers at Cornell and Stanford say if we do that, we'll create 4.5 million jobs, good middle-income jobs in construction and manufacturing, and it would cut electric rates in half. And that's how we improve the business climate. Don't give tax cuts after the profits are made and cut their profits. Cut the cost of doing business. Cut electric rates in half. Take health care off the business budget by having a single-payer system for the state. And lower the property taxes by restoring the progressive taxes we had in the 1970s and the revenue sharing we had then. Local governments would get 8 times the amount they're getting now. They could lower their property taxes and still pay for their schools and services. So I think that's the way we get the economy moving in the right direction.
On fracking, Astorino said he'd allow this within his first 90 days. Cuomo said he's on the fence, that he'd leave it to experts. Green candidate Howie Hawkins voiced opposition to fracking, while Libertarian Michael McDermott said voters deserve new options. The New York City Region's Emergency Agency practiced for a disaster yesterday. The city's Office of Emergency Management ran a training exercise which simulated a response to a nuclear explosion in Times Square. The nightmare scenario was part of a region-wide training exercise to rehearse communications with the federal government and local law enforcement agencies in New York and New Jersey. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Legendary Washington Post editor Ben Bradlee died at the age of 93 on Wednesday. He oversaw coverage of the Watergate scandal. He successfully challenged the federal government over the right to publish the Pentagon Papers. He guided the newspaper through some of its most challenging moments. President Obama, who awarded Bradlee the Presidential Medal of Freedom last year, spoke of Bradlee's accomplishments.
With Ben in charge, the Post published the Pentagon Papers, revealing the true history of America's involvement in Vietnam, exposed Watergate, unleashed a new era of investigative journalism, holding America's leaders accountable and reminding us that our freedom as a nation rests on our freedom of the press.
Ironic that no other president has pursued as many cases demanding that journalists reveal their sources as Barack Obama. Someone else remembered is the legendary comedian George Carlin. A street where he lived was renamed George Carlin Way. It's at 121st Street and Morningside. Councilmember Mark Levine says the neighborhood was much grittier back then when Carlin lived there.
Hardscrabble neighborhood, incredibly diverse, vibrant, and no doubt shaped George in many, many ways. You can imagine a scrappy kid, not too big, learning to survive on the streets.
Kelly Carlin said her dad loved the city and especially loved the neighborhood where he grew up. She said she's so proud that people will walk by and they'll look up and they'll see that the street is now named George Carlin Way.
This neighborhood built him and helped shape his mind. And he didn't like honors and prizes and things like that, but I know he would really love this today, so I'm thrilled for him.
And was WBAI part of George's life?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Are you kidding? I think he bankrupted them. Yes, of course, the famous Pacifica case came along, and a huge part of his life. And he was a man who, not a lot of people remember what it was like 40 or 50 years ago when you had to fight to have the right to say what you wanted to say. And people got arrested for it and some people died for it. And the kids these days, they don't remember those days. And I think they take it for granted a bit. So I'm, always so proud that I'm part of the legacy of fighting for freedom of speech and fighting against censorship in this country.
I'm Linda Perry for WBAI News, New York.